If you're someone who typically waits a few months before deploying a new version of Office or Windows, you're going to want to stay tuned to watch what's new in the Office updating model. We're going to explain the current branch and how Office is serviced today, as well as new capabilities for deferring functional and bug fix updates while retaining monthly security updates, and we'll show you the tools that you can use to manage the experience. So Office 365 Pro Plus contains the new Office 2016 apps, and with that release, we're also updating the servicing model and the options that you have to control change in your organization. Let me explain first what the current servicing model looks like. So right now, in terms of not only Office 365 Pro Plus, but also any business, home, or personal versions of Office 365, the monthly updates are cumulative. They contain both security and feature updates. When I say feature updates, that means both functional as well as bug fix updates. Those updates happen, again, cumulatively and on a monthly basis, aligned with Patch Tuesday. But what a lot of enterprises and a lot of organizations have told us is that they want to be able to separate security updates from feature updates and really limit the number of times we introduce change in a given year. So with that, we've actually released a new servicing model called the Current Branch for Business. And what that does is it separates the security updates, so those are available on a monthly basis, but that feature updates only come 3 times per year. So as you can see on the graphic here, we have a feature level update that's being delivered in October that will be consistent with what users will see in February of 2016, but with all the security updates between October and February. If we blow that out over a 1 year view, we'll also have current branch for business builds in June and October. Again, feature updates 4 months back with the current level of security updating. That way you have more control over how you roll out change in the organization. Now, one last thing I want to show you is a hybrid of the two different models that you can use for internal testing and piloting called the first release for current branch for business. And it's like first release that you have today in Office 365. It gives you the ability to get monthly updates of the current branch for business builds prior to their production release. So between October and January, for example, you can start using those first release for current branch for business builds in order to test those internally before rolling into production with the initial release of the current branch for business. Likewise for future rollouts. So let me explain the different options that you have to manage the experience using the Office Deployment Tool. So the Office Deployment Tool contains a configuration.xml file as well as a setup.exe I'm going to use to install and configure and uninstall Office when that time comes. I'm going to explain a few things that you would do in the Office Deployment Tool to configure which branch for updating that you're going to use. Now by default, we have in the add property an element called branch. And that element has a few different options. We can use current, which is there by default. Likewise, we can type in business. That's going to install the current branch for business. And if we want to install first release for current branch for business, we can do that as well by typing first release business in that element. Now that's important for the install time, but from an update perspective, what the monthly update engine will actually see is what you've got in your updates element or updates property in the XML file. So I can change current there as well to business, and that's going to, again, opt you into the current branch for business branch. And in the same way, I can add first release in front of that in order to make that a first release for current branch for business update. Now another thing I can do is also change the first release status of my tenant. And that's going to give me the ability as a user to be able to self-install first release for current branch for business builds right from my software installation portal. So to do that, all I have to do is go into the new features and updates pane inside of my admin portal. And I can either opt in my entire organization to allow them to install first release for current branch for business, or I can choose select people and individually call out maybe my IT department or other pilot users to self-install first release for current branch for business. So the current branch for business servicing model gives you another option in terms of having more flexibility to roll out change in your organization. Of course, you can start using the current branch today to start testing Office 2016, and you can start using first release for current branch for business to start piloting first release builds before they are made available in February. And in February, if your users are already getting updates from the CDN automatically, they'll start to see notifications for current branch for business updates being available. So all these are new options in Office 2016. Hopefully you found this useful. Thank you for watching.